USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Oh, I remember those first months after that 2016 election were not easy.
Hillary Clinton still looking back on the 2016 election as she delivers this year's Class Day speech at Yale.
You will make mistakes in life. You will even fail. It happens to all of us, no matter how qualified or capable we are. Take it from me.
In her Sunday remarks, she also said President Trump is attacking many of the things that make America great. President Trump wants answers and is demanding an investigation into whether his campaign was infiltrated or surveilled for political purposes by the FBI or the Department of Justice, the president tweeting that he plans to tell the DOJ to look into those allegations today. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
The incoming president of the NRA, Oliver North, weighs in on the deadly school shootings in Santa Fe, Texas on Friday, which left 10 people dead and over 10 others injured, telling Fox News Sunday that America's trying to treat the symptom without treating the disease. North saying the disease in this case is not the Second Amendment, but rather youngsters steeped in a culture of violence and many times under the influence of drugs.
I believe that what we're doing right now with the National Rifle Association is trying to make sure that kids are protected without taking away the rights of law-abiding citizens. And that's all it's about.
Officials confirming the first serious lava-related injury from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. A man standing on a third-floor balcony of his home on Saturday was struck by lava, which hit him in the leg, shattering everything from the shin down, according to emergency officials. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
It appears Facebook hasn't been hurt by its recent privacy scandal, as the social media giant made headlines this year when it was revealed that data firm Cambridge Analytica had improperly harvested data from 87 million users in the run-up to the 2016 election. But now Goldman Sachs is reporting, despite all that, the number of Facebook users in the U.S. actually increased by 7% over the past 12 months, and it also finds users are spending more time on the platform. Motorists across the nation are really feeling the increase in gasoline prices now, and those who depend on others for a hot meal are also being hit, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is up 56 cents from last year at this time.
Average price for a gallon of gasoline now $2.93 a gallon. That's up over 5 cents versus last week.
Rising gas prices are also having an impact on those who depend on others to make sure they get a good meal. Jenny Young is with the National Office of Meals on Wheels America.
Rising gas prices really do impact our volunteers because they are using their personal vehicles to make deliveries.
I'm John Clemens.
And the Vegas Golden Knights heading to the Stanley Cup Final as they held off the Jets in Winnipeg yesterday to win their Western Conference Final Series 4-1. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.